Tornadoes swirled through the Midwest this weekend, leaving at least one person dead in Illinois. The National Weather Service reported preliminary sightings of more than 70 tornadoes across Illinois, Missouri, and Indiana Saturday. Most of the twisters struck rural areas, causing minor damage and few injuries. The strong low-pressure storm carrying the tornadoes has left a wake of destruction since sweeping through Oklahoma late last week. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on efforts to recover from the devastation.
The band of brutal storms that tore through the Midwest over the last few days left a lot of cleanup work. A pile of pickups and cars lay tangled in the parking lot of an Oklahoma City GM plant, and 50 homes on the city's north side are badly damaged. Brian Staniland of the Oklahoma City Fire and Rescue Department describes what's left of one home.
The floor was uneven. Part of the walls were down. The furniture is just strewn about. Things are piled on top of each other. It's very hard to tell what room you're in, but that's the way these houses look when they've been blown away by a tornado. Other houses are literally just scattered into pieces.
About 145 people were hurt during the Thursday and Friday evening tornadoes that touched down in and around Oklahoma City. Staniland says the sticky, hot air that accompanies these spring twisters still hangs over the city. But by late Saturday afternoon, the worst of the severe storms had moved off to the east. In Illinois, Ohio, and Indiana, many counties faced tornado warnings combined with heavy rains and some hail. In Terre Haute, dispatchers at the local sheriff's office were taking back-to-back 911 calls, mostly reports of downed power lines and traffic accidents. Firefighters at the Honey Creek Volunteer Squad in Indiana were called with reports of injuries from flying debris. Rescue worker Steve Tishner says they returned from one call to find devastation at home base.
We think it's been a tornado come through. It took the roof, part of the roof off our firehouse, so we're trying to get some things buttoned up here before it hits us again.
That meant sending half the squad up scaffolding to cut the remainder of the metal roof away. As they worked into the evening last night, another round of showers and winds blew through their region, ultimately headed toward the East Coast, where forecasters are calling for severe weather throughout the Mid-Atlantic today. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.